following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, different now, are you all in checkerboard time again? Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Eureka makes, and beat it right along.
Fucking shoot me.
Not nice.
Fuck you.
As Big Fatty alluded to, actually he didn't allude to it, he talked about it. And before I go any further, I want to thank that very kind man for always remembering. I'm sure he has a huge book that he lists all this crap, but he always remembers. He always remembers birthdays, anniversaries, this, that. He remembers and he calls and he's his kindness. Your kindness is not unnoticed, my friend. So thank you. Thank you for acknowledging what I'm going to talk about right now.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
That very kind man for always remembering.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4760 of the BFO for Thursday, the 7th of May. 2026, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
I'm going to tell you all about my day and a little tribute, Big Fatty. Hello, lovies, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. That is not popper throat, by the way. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you lovies today, because, I tell you what, let's just get it all started right now. Big Fatty, let's go.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 7th of May the 7th, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you probably figured it all out by now. 70 years ago, it's more than that, because this person today has completed their 70th year around the sun, this person and I were born in the same year, but she's significantly I promise it's not papa throat, significantly older than I am, y'all. I have been to the mansion out there in Walnut Hills, and y'all, I have been served tomatoes with mayonnaise as a little poke, because you know Big Fatty hates the mayonnaise and tomatoes. Y'all, I've danced to the Playa Pineammer out there at the Deer Urine Protected Mansion. Y'all, also, this person has been to the Pride 48, where, y'all, she was having mobility problems back in the day. Had to come in on a scooter. Yes, Big Fatty, it's kind of like a mobile acorn chairlift. It's true. Y'all used to do the little show Vera Speaks.
For real.
Just one of my favorite people on the face of the earth. Don't hear from him that much because he's not on the social medias. But that doesn't mean he's not in my thoughts on a regular basis. And Big Fatty, I think it's appropriate that you're playing this music, because by the time he celebrates, there's another celebration. It might be in memoriam. Well, that's true. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the old gal, Vera. Big Fatty, we love Vera! back into the BFO archives today, because y'all, I went to find the oldest clip I have of the old gal nattering about Murray, and y'all, she was doing it with Gooch, with Myron, and so y'all, that first clip is from July of 2008. Now, there may have been clips before that, but that's the first one that I still have. And then I look for the last clip I have of Vera, and y'all, it's from May the 10th, 2018, and I thought I'd play both of those for you, just so you can kind of have a feel for the history.
It's a little...
Ooh, that could be a really frightening face.
Shit, yes. One scary fucking face that
with
is.
Big Fatty's balls.
Oh, back to Big Fatty.
I can't help it. I know much about Big Fatty.
It's so funny. The man's a guy. Well, because we listen to him every goddamn morning, exactly. Sitting on our bed having coffee and listening to Big Fatty. Uh-huh. Yes, well.
When I'm trying to read my Atlantic Monthly and my Time Magazine and my Science Daily website, but Big Fatty's in there, I'm telling you.
Yeah, oh, he's nattering away.
Did you see me drop those reference bombs, though? The Atlantic.
I was wondering what that smell was. Is going to be shining this Sunday, which is a marvelous thing. And you mentioned this was funny. And it's only funny, but it's not really funny because it's one of the things you do that annoys the... I cannot believe I'm dedicating... Boy, you got fodder, didn't you, Fatty? You got stuff you can put on your podcast, didn't you, you little peckerwood? That's the only reason you call me. You don't call me to give me content. You call me so that I'll give you the fucking upfront for your shows. I know, I'm on to your game, but look at me. I'm taking the fucking hook like it's baited with Velveeta cheese.
The old gal and Myron and the cheese. It seems like it all goes together nicely. So, y'all, that was the oldest clip I have from the old gal show, and the last clip that I had from the old gal show. Yeah, now the old gal has, you know, called in from time to time, and you know, those darling children have made appearances as well. But anyway, y'all, just wanted to take a little trip down memory lane. Yes, Big Fatty, you got more days behind you than you do in front of you. It is so true. By the way, y'all, I was the person that helped the old gal to realize that when you turn on your birthday, you've completed that year. You're not starting that year because, you know, when you turn one, you've completed your first year. So when you turn 70, Big Fatty, that's such a long period of time. I know, significantly older than me. Then you've completed your 70th year. So, old gal, here's to 70 more. Oh, Big Fatty, I don't think you or him want 70 more, Noah. Well, I can't speak for him, but no. For the old gal's celebration of exiting the birth canal. It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, it was a fairly uneventful evening. I excuse me. I'll tell you what that is in a minute. Y'all, I watched the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas. And y'all, then, of course, the wheel and the the Jeopardy, another new champion on Tuesday evening. And y'all, then I turned the TV machine off. You know, like I've said, the Atlanta Braves are sleepless out there in the Seattle. They did win on Tuesday night, and they're playing an afternoon game on Wednesday. I'll be watching it here in just a few minutes. And then headed to bed. Y'all, it was going into the low 60s, and y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I slept like a baby, y'all. 9.5 hours. Big Fatty, you sound like the old gal. Well, maybe so. All you need is a food hook. What else was I going to say about that? Oh, and y'all, I had the craziest dreams. I can't remember exactly what they were, but y'all, it was just batshit crazy. Big Fatty, it's kind of like your non-dreaming time of day. It's true. Batshit crazy all the time. Y'all got up on hump day morning. Oh, no, I know what I forgot to tell you, y'all. I went to the Page's Oakery Grill with my lady friend from Shady Pines. Y'all, they had a special. They had a special for Cinco de Mayonnaise. It was two tacos. One of them had beef filet strips with feta cheese and pickled onion, and there was something else in there too. I don't remember what it was, but y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And the other one was a pork belly with cheddar cheese and crispy, like the French fried onions, the crispy onions, and jalapeno coleslaw. And then it had cilantro rice with it. Y'all, it was just lovely. And anyway, got up on Wednesday morning. Y'all, my lady friend, she always gives me her biscuit to bring home because, you know, Big Fatty loves a biscuit toast. Oh, Big Fatty, I know that sounds lovely, but I know the old gal's missing out on going to Brufkus on his birthday at the bowling alley. I know, but, you know, times change. But anyway, so y'all, I read in my newspaper, y'all, my good guy that walks around the neighborhood put my paper up on the stoop for me, and y'all, it's just a nice little act of kindness, and I told him how much I appreciate it, but I don't think he realizes how much I appreciate it. But so I read the paper, had my coffee, ate my biscuit toast, and y'all, then it was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. I only did 5 acres because I knew I was going to be out and about. So I came back and changed my shirt. Y'all, it's gotten hot. It's gotten hot and humid. But came back and I put on a clean shirt and then I was off. Was off to the Sam's Club. Y'all, I had to pick up some provisions for right at Fatty's. Y'all, got some boneless pork chops that I'm gonna marinate, and some solid and assorted cheeses, and it seems like there was something else I got too. I don't recall it off the top of my head, but I got it. And it was something. Oh, they had a big bag of baked Lay's potato chips, so I got that. And y'all, from there, I went to the Kuhl's. You know, Drum Major Kev had sent me $10 in Kuhl's cash that I used. That I got me a fireworks looking tablecloth. Y'all, I thought it was a cloth one, but it's that plastic stuff. So I'm not real happy with that. But you know, it's my own era. Yes, Big Fatty has it. is, most things. And so I picked that up, and then I was off. I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty! Can you hear that? Can you hear? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, we hear it. Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, went to the Von's East. Y'all, they had several things on sale. Y'all, they had the good Thomas's English muffins. You know, I like to get the buttermilk flavored ones. Y'all, they're having a new submarine sandwich. It's a barbecue brisket, and it comes with cheddar cheese and pickles and the crispy onions and barbecue sauce on a soft roll. And y'all, they're running a special. If you buy two whole subs during the month of May, you'll get a half one for free. Big Fatty, you're halfway there. Got a couple of bottles of teriyaki marinade. They will buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the brown gravy mix, $1 a packet. So I got a couple of those. Y'all got some LaChoy Chinese noodles. They were on sale, buy one, get one free. Y'all picked up a 3-pound bag of onions. They had the Nabisco Oreo Thins, buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Got a jar of the Mikoto ginger dressing. It was on sale. So y'all gonna have one of those solids you get at the Japanese steakhouse. Y'all, they had rainbow sherbet on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of things of that. Y'all, they had PBR frozen beer brats on sale. Plus, I had a coupon. They had the Applewood Hormel bacon. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. They had the Haagen-Dazs ice cream cones on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got that. Y'all, they had the breaded chicken bites, the Just Bam. They were on sale. Got that. Had sliced portobello mushrooms. Got that. Got a pound of Italian turkey sausage. And y'all, they had the sliced prosciutto. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Y'all have spent $79.07, but have saved $60.39. Yes, be pretty.
I'll try to smile as I say goodbye so soon. And isn't this a crime? We know by now.
Oh, dear, because Big Fatty, you closed out the little show like the old gal used to. I did, you know. You just, you do your tributes before they go to glory. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. When should we start doing your tributes immediately? Y'all, got a few other things to tell you, but it'll have to be on Tamari's little show. Anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely May the 7th. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday gal herself. The old gal, anything come to your mind when you think of Big Fatty?
That very kind man for always remembering.
Clearly, you don't remember how much he doesn't remember.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.